And there are people that I see that are practicing, and they're practicing very diligently. However, they don't connect well with other people, or they are changed by other people's opinions. And this is the difference maybe with that in the Tibetan areas. No matter what anybody else says or does, it doesn't change their belief. However, sometimes I see in the Han areas that people listen to people talking and people talking, and then eventually these people start to change. They don't have this belief and faith anymore. People say, don't do this, don't do that, should be like this, should be like that. And eventually they start to say, yes, that's true. And then they don't practice anymore. In the Tibetan areas, they won't change at all. Their faith, their belief stays constant, and they continue practicing. And with this steadfast belief, they practice. Don't get involved in all these material concerns. Quietly carry on your practice and let the Dharma be absorbed into your own mind stream. And if the Dharma is entering into our mind stream, this is just what we need, isn't it? And again, say to yourself, I must be more compassionate. I must be more accommodating. And most important is you see very clearly what is happening within our own minds. This is the case of samsara. However, for ourselves, we can have the certainty that for myself in this lifetime is that I want to practice the Dharma. I want to attain enlightenment. I have met with the Dharma and I've met with a benevolent guru. And we've received the teachings and the pith instructions. And then just continue practicing this. It's that simple. On the surface, you are very kind and accommodating to everybody, to your friends, your family. However, within your mind stream, you're very certain on how to practice. And this has only really got to do with you and your guru, with nobody else. Practice like this and don't pursue these external appearances. Those people that do, all they do is they generate a negative influence and make it difficult for those that are practicing to be able to have the opportunity to practice. Don't go around pursuing this lineage, that lineage, this and that, and then confusing everybody. And it influences those who really just want to practice. And they just want to receive the pith instructions. But there's lots of obstacles for them then to receive the pith instructions. Don't act like this. What we are practicing here is spiritual dharma, not material dharma. We must transform our own mind. We must transform ourselves. If we don't, we engage in negativity. All it does is bring a negative influence on ourselves. And if you go down the wrong path and you lead everybody else down the wrong path, then what happens is that this is an influence on all of them. And because of you, they no longer practice. So really, we must pay great attention. This mouth of ours is very powerful. Those people without wisdom, what do? They follow the sounds. What we say, people follow what we say. And so really, it's very easy to engage in negative karma of speech. Thus, it is very important that we rather recite mantras. There was one Vajradharma student of His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, and his name was Akka Rigpa. And whenever anybody asked him what he was practicing, he said, oh, I'm not practicing anything. And then they would say, we heard that you received many, many pith instructions in front of Truga Arig Rinpoche. And he'd say, oh, I've forgotten them all. And whatever anybody asked him, he always used to say, oh, I don't know. And he seemed like he really didn't understand anything. And His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, he was like a stone. No matter what anybody asked him about any of his experiences, his states of realization, he always used to say, I don't know anything. However, Truga Arig Rinpoche used to like him so much. You see, he was very different from everybody else. And this is very special. And all of the realizations, the secret Vajrayana that he had, he didn't share with anybody in terms of his realization. Don't be someone who, as soon as you realize somebody, then voila, 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 you just pass it on to everybody else. the states of realization you achieve, don't tell anyone else. Just say, I don't know. And that's enough, especially the practices of the great perfection. Whatever states of realization you achieve, just keep them within your own mind stream. This is enough. Don't speak to other people. If you talk about it, then it just brings unhappiness. Or we find that we don't have the energy to practice. Like some people are sitting there all the time saying, life is so precious. Oh, samsara is so much suffering. You are suffering so much. I am suffering so much. The states of realization you achieve from practice, don't discuss with other people. And this includes if we are given a gift, a blessing object from our guru, we mustn't offer this to other people. These are special arising causes you have with your guru. All these blessing objects that we receive as gifts from our guru have a secret meaning. And so we must really look after, protect these Dharma teachings and pith instructions we receive from our guru. And don't tell other people. Don't go and say, oh, you won't believe, the guru gave me this. This is really not necessary. What are we trying to achieve? Just maintain the Dharma within your mind stream and any offering object that you have, keep it safe. Just think, there's going to be one day when I understand what the meaning of this object is. All of the blessing objects I've received from His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche or His Holiness Mozart Rinpoche are all kept preciously in my altar. Maybe one day these blessed objects are going to help remove some of my obstacles. Maybe there's a secret meaning in why I was offered these blessing offerings. Maybe it was a watch. Every single one of them I have kept and put in a special place. Maybe one day I'm having obstacles with my practice. I'm not able to improve. And then I look at one of these blessing objects received from my Vajra Guru. And then I feel, I must carry on practicing. Sometimes we may think, oh, I'm so sorry, my great Vajra Guru. Maybe it's a watch or maybe it's a little toy that was given to me by His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, and I see this, I really feel, I really must practice well. He has so many students, and still my great master gives me a blessing object. Just looking at what we've received, I think, wow, the Vajra Guru has been so kind to me. And what I've received from these great masters, really, I have received great blessing from them. And so we must really know how to look after these things and to really view them in the right manner. This was received from my great Vajra Guru, and it definitely has a secret meaning. For many of us, we don't understand. We just look at it as a normal object. This is not how we should view it. And it's really meaningful. Maybe one day we will understand its secret meaning. Maybe today we don't understand, but later we might. And really, the Guru helps us in terms of giving us the pith instructions, teaching us the Dharma, but also helps us by offering these special offerings that will help us in terms of arising causes and maybe cause and effect. And so really, treasure this or these arising causes. So this we must really understand ourselves. Request for the Dharma and practice well. And this is very good. And everybody has been practicing very conscientiously. And this I really praise. And I'll continue teaching these pith instructions. All of you must really practice them diligently. And then after you've practiced the pith instruction given to you, then we will continue transmitting pith instructions. And then afterwards, everybody going to retreat, do retreats. And then afterwards, we can possibly practice toga. And all the necessary textbooks and Dharma instruments are prepared already for all of you. And then when these pith instructions have been absorbed into your mind stream and your practice is stable and you're recognizing the luminosity of your dreams, then I can give you these Togal empowerments so everybody go home and practice well.